Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. India and Israel reiterate zero tolerance towards terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to his counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. US military seizes Russian-flagged oil tanker linked to Venezuelan oil in North Atlantic. Spain and European allies reiterate firm support to Denmark and Greenland amid US weighing options to acquire territory. And in cricket, India inflict 3-0 series whitewash against South Africa with 233-run victory in final match of Under-19 Youth ODI in Benoni. India and Israel have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both the countries have reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel's strategic partnership. During the conversation, both the leaders identified shared priorities to further strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership, guided by shared democratic values, deep mutual trust, and a forward-looking vision. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has slammed Pakistan for openly backing terrorist training camps in big cities for decades. Dr. Jaishankar said, India's relationship with Pakistan remains an exception in contemporary global diplomacy due to Islamabad's long-standing and open support to terrorism. The minister said this while interacting with members of Indian community in Luxembourg today. He said, no other country today has pursued the kind of policies Pakistan has against a neighboring state.
Show me in the world in this day and age any country which actually has pursued the kind of policies which Pakistan has against its neighbor. That for decades you have these training camps, not secret training camps, they're all training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it. I mean, nobody buys it anymore. I mean, everybody knows that these are people who are supported the state.
The External Affairs Minister also criticized what he described as Western hypocrisy in reactions to Operation Sindoor, India's military action against Pakistan. On US military operation in Venezuela, the External Affairs Minister said, India is concerned about the recent developments in the South American country.
You know, we are concerned at the developments, but we would really urge all the parties involved to now sit down and come to a position which is in the interest of the well-being, the safety of the people of Venezuela, because at the end of the day, that is our concern.
The US military today seized the Russian-flagged oil tanker Marinera, linked to Venezuelan oil in the North Atlantic. The vessel, previously named Bella One, was intercepted for alleged violation of US sanctions in the international waters to the northwest of Scotland. The US European Command said that the action was taken by the US Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security in coordination with the military. It alleged that the tanker is part of a shadow fleet moving oil for Venezuela, Russia, and Iran in violation of US sanctions, a report.
The U.S. military said that the tanker was seized for violations of U.S. sanctions and pursuant to a warrant issued by a U.S. federal court after being tracked by USCGC Munro. On the other hand, the Russian Transport Ministry said that no state has the right to use force against vessels properly registered in other countries' jurisdictions. It added the U.S. forces boarded the Marinera, after which communications with the vessel were lost. The ministry said, on the 24th of last month, the Marinera received a temporary permission to sail under the Russian flag. Earlier, Russia had deployed a submarine and other vessels to escort the tanker across the Atlantic, according to media reports. In a related development, U.S. forces have also seized another Venezuela-linked tanker in the Caribbean. Anuja Kumar for World News.
United Kingdom has said that its armed forces provided pre-planned operational support, including basing, to US military in interdicting the Bella One oil tanker between the UK and Iceland. In a statement, UK's Ministry of Defence said that they provided enabling support to the United States at their request. Cuban Ambassador to India Juan Carlos Mersan Aguilera today said that India is trying to resolve the situation regarding Venezuela through dialogue and diplomacy. Speaking to media in New Delhi, the ambassador said that everyone would like this problem to be resolved through a peaceful solution, not through military aggression. He said that India is playing an important role internationally today, participating in the main political decisions in the world.
The statement delivered by the Indian government, they are requesting to solve the problem through the diplomacy, the dialogue, is a way, not using the force. We all would like that this problem could be solved through a peace solution and not using the military aggression. India is participating in the main political body decisions in the world.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Spain has reiterated its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland, stressing that respect for national sovereignty is essential for global peace. In a social media post, Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sánchez, said, Spain, along with Germany, France, Italy, Poland and the United Kingdom, reiterates its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland. The statement came in the wake of US President Donald Trump's statement about acquiring Greenland. Amid growing concern in Europe, several NATO allies issued a joint statement reaffirming support for Denmark and Greenland and emphasized the importance of collective security in the Arctic. Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez has announced a 7-day period of national mourning following a US military operation in Caracas this past weekend that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Venezuelan government has confirmed the death toll during the operation to at least 56, including 32 Cuban military and police personnel working in Venezuela. Protests in Iran have entered their second week, spreading across Tehran, Elam, Fasa and several other cities as anger over economic hardship and political repression continues to build. Human rights monitors estimate that between 29 and 36 protesters have been killed so far, while more than 1,200 people have been detained. Demonstrators have targeted government buildings and symbols of authority, with some streets informally renamed Trump Street as an act of defiance. More from our West Asia correspondent.
In an attempt to calm public anger, the government on Wednesday began paying an equivalent of about $7 a month in subsidies to households to offset rising prices of staple food items such as rice, meat and pasta. Shopkeepers, however, warned that prices of essentials including cooking oil would triple following the sharp fall of the riyal and the removal of preferential exchange rate for importers and manufacturers, a move that could further inflame the public sentiment. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
In Bangladesh, another Hindu youth lost his life after jumping into a canal while trying to escape a mob chasing him on suspicion of theft. The body of the victim, identified as a 25-year-old Mithun Sarkar from Bhandarpur village, has been recovered. The incident occurred in the Hachak Gauri Bazar area of Mahadevpur Upzilla. Police said further investigation is underway to determine the circumstances surrounding the incident. In under-19 cricket, India defeated hosts South Africa by 233 runs in the third and final youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willamou Park in Benoni. With this win, India inflicted a 3-0 whitewash on hosts. Chasing a target of 394 runs set by India, South Africa were all out for 160 in 35 overs this evening. The visitors scored 393 runs for 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Indian skipper Vaibhav Suryavanshi scored impressive 127 runs off 74 balls. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to field first. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Israel reiterate zero tolerance towards terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to his counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. US military seizes Russian-flagged oil tanker linked to Venezuelan oil in North Atlantic. Spain and European allies reiterate firm support to Denmark and Greenland amid US weighing options to acquire territory. And in cricket, India inflicts 3-0 series whitewash against South Africa with 233-run victory in final match of Under-19 Youth ODI in Benoni. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.